Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've only got him for about 15 minutes, maybe less, because the vote's coming up. Congressman Ron Paul needs no introduction. Globally now recognized as the true leader of the liberty movement against collectivism and corruption. We've got a host of questions for him. Sir, gold is exploding. Silver is exploding right now. The Federal Reserve is monetizing now 70% of the debt. The dollar is plunging. Everything you've talked about is beginning to unfold. OPEC's talking about $200 a barrel oil. Is this the big event you've been talking about that we're beginning to see come into view?
Well, it's huge, and it has started, and whether it comes about and really is identified as the big event and everybody recognizes it within the next 30 days or so, I'm not positive. But I believe it is the beginning, but it's been going on. You know, you and others have been talking about commodity prices going up, but even Greenspan today had talked. He said, hey, we better keep an eye on this inflation. You know, but what he fails to see, as so many others fail to see, is inflation is when they print the money and create the credit out of thin air, and then the price increases come afterwards. So we've known there's been inflation. Now we're just looking for the bad result. So, yes, this is big, and that surge in gold today is a big issue. Today I was talking to staff, but I didn't say the price of gold was up. I said, well, the dollar was just further devalued, you know, against gold, which is the ultimate test. Devaluation is not good for anybody.
But when you grill Bernanke monthly in the banking committee, he almost sometimes does laugh when you talk about inflation. He acts like it's no issue, but the head of Walmart says that inflation is going to be very serious.
Well, I think it's further along than we realize. Have you, you've probably seen the stories about how the retail people are fooling the people for a while. At least they try. You know, to make the bottles a little smaller and put 15 ounces in a bag instead of 16 ounces and, you know, just cutting corners. But that is not the solution to inflation. The solution to inflation is not having a Federal Reserve run by somebody like Bernanke.
Shifting gears into the war, Obama didn't even approach Congress for even a flimsy authorization of force. I mean, that's clearly impeachable, but you pointed out Bush did similar things. But, I mean, shouldn't even if Obama is a puppet congressman, shouldn't we move for congressional hearings to talk about these new wars that are being launched?
Well, it would be nice, but I think we should have been doing this and demanding that we meet our responsibilities in the Congress 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, every day it's less and less. You know, I was thinking about this government close down. You know, one of the downside of this, or at least we come out with the truth, let's say we close the government down, but and Congress no longer is functioning, and the government's not functioning, so to speak. But you know what? Government's going to continue to function, do you think? Do you think the regulators aren't going to regulate? Do you think the Fed's not going to print money? Do you think they're not going to bail out people? I mean, the whole goes. What it would point out is that Congress is truly irrelevant. You know, we've known it's been irrelevant with the war issue, but, you know, that would be, you know, a mixed blessing. It would point out the truth, but it would also indicate that we're in bad shape because Congress doesn't have much to say about what's going on.
Congressman, does this not set the clearest precedent ever under globalism, one world government? Even Fox News has made that point, that the president then took orders from the UN in less than 48 hours, launched the bombardment of Libya.
Yeah, and they, you know, even Bush Sr. bragged about that. Remember, he didn't want to go to Congress. He came and got a token approval in 1991, you know, for the Persian Gulf War. But he says he got his orders from the UN. He didn't need to go to Congress. He eventually did. But he even used the word. That was the first time I heard a president use the word New World Order. Anybody that used that had to be a conspiracy nut. But there, Bush was saying, well, this is what we need to do for the New World Order. And they used that, you know, of course, when they gave us the WTO, the New World Order is marching on. And the New World Order is certainly looking at this monetary crisis. We want, you know, the Constitution. We want sound money. We want gold money and honest money. At the same time, the internationalists are planning for their international fiat currency.
Stay there. Let's come back with that, Congressman. Quick break. We'll be right back.
When you're up for centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents On For Your Mind.
All right, we've only got 10 minutes with him once the bell rings for the vote. So we got Congressman Ron Paul joining us. Obviously needs no introduction. We were just talking to him a few minutes ago. If he just joined us, we were raising this point of Obama becoming the first sitting president to be sitting on the UN Security Council as the head of it, violating Article 1, Section 9. Now, not even getting a token authorization of force or resolution from Congress, following UN orders to launch that attack in less than 48 hours. We were talking about this really being the biggest move yet for the New World Order, and then we were getting into, Congressman, how we want more liberty. We don't want dollar devaluation. We want Congress in control of currency and credit. But instead, the banksters you were mentioning, they want something else. They're openly calling now for a world government, an IMF, World Bank, Bancor, global currency. Can you speak to that, please?
Yes, and I think the evidence is mounting about our concerns about the dollar, crashing. Prices are going up. They've been going up. But I thought it was very important today that Bernanke, in his sweet talk, admitted that, prices are going up. We'll have to watch this very carefully in case we have to do something. Of course, all the damage has been done over the last 3 years because they doubled and tripled the money supply, and that's where the problem is. So they know what we know and what we talk about. They know that the dollars, the days are limited, and we plan and hope that we can restore constitutional money and hard money and sound economic policy. At the same time, the crisis that's coming, the new world orders, the world people, they see it as an opportunity to move one step forward. They go to war, and they go to war under NATO and United Nations, not by the Congress. But they want also, because ultimately the big one is control of the money. So they are making their plans to have a worldwide fiat currency, the IMF World Bank operations. But they have a long way to go because that still is fake money. It's fiat money, and they have to defy the marketplace. I mean, they may make the attempt, and they may be able to cause a lot of harm in the meantime. But ultimately, sound money wins out. Just hopefully we do our job and liberty wins out over the tyrant.
Congressman, looking at what's happening around the world and the French basically invading Ivory Coast, these moves into Libya with the special forces advisors there, I mean, I've even seen statements out of NATO and others that this is a great day for globalism, a great day for world governance, that now the UN, if rebels in any country rebel, the UN can pick and choose and decide whether to have a resolution to basically back the rebels and bomb them. I mean, that's really a flimsy face, in my view, over neo-colonialism.
Yeah, it's just a change, and it's not going to work for them, no matter how hard they try and how many temporary military victories they have. It's going to be a failed system. I think Obama has the worst policy conceivable. First, he goes in on his own under UN, and then he uses our force to intimidate him. And then he says, oh, the American people must not like this, so I'm going to back off. There's no way that we won't be blamed for everybody getting killed over there because it'll be our weapons and our money, and if they need us, we're going to go back in. And already they do have our CIA agents in there, and we've handpicked a guy that lived over here for 20 years. We've sent him over. but it's messier than that. They can't iron this out. They think they've ironed it out in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they're nowhere close to it. Even in Iraq, I think that's a terrible mess. But here we are over assisting the rebels in Libya, and already it's well known that Al Qaeda has infiltrated the rebels in Libya. So they're doomed to fail, and the bankruptcy will bring us to our knees. Let's just hope we can put it back together in a lot better shape than we have it now.
Well, as you know, Congressman, and because you've cited his work quite a bit, Michael Scheuer, the former head of the Bin Laden program at the CIA, chief analyst, just 2 days ago on CNN, he said, look, you guys are putting out pure theater. So is Hillary. So is Obama. This is absolute garbage. There is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is the core of this group. And it turns out that even the guy trained in Virginia admits that he sent troops previously to Iraq to kill our soldiers. So we're told we got to be in Pakistan looking for 100 Al-Qaeda total in Afghanistan and Pakistan. But then you have thousands of admitted Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb there in North Africa, and they're now our allies. This is beyond 1984.
Yeah, no, it's total insanity. And the one thing we know, it will fail. But how many people are going to suffer in the meantime? But it will serve its purpose in many ways by bringing us to our knees. And some of them, like the opportunity, they don't let emergencies go to waste. They take advantage of it. And that's why they think they can advance the New World Order and one world government under these conditions. But, I think communications these days are such that our message is spreading, and I hope we're going to be very good competitors with the one worlders.
Obviously, even if you didn't get the nomination, it would be a great educational victory to have you in those debates. When are we going to be hearing an announcement, Congressman, on whether you're going to run for president or not?
Well, it can't be too far off. I would think in a month or so I'm going to have to make a final decision. Matter of fact, I may have to make a token decision on one debate. They're inviting potential candidates to go to South Carolina in May. And I'm pretty close to saying that I will come without a commitment to what I'm going to do in filing legal papers. So we're getting awfully close, and there are just a few other things that I have to iron out personally to make my final decision, but it has to come. But none of the other major candidates have made that official announcement. I'm not quite sure.
Obama, that's all, Obama.
Yeah, Obama, he's the one that got out in front of everybody else. So I guess there aren't going to be any other candidates. Maybe the other Republicans are intimidated. Maybe they think they can't beat him now that he's a popular war president.
Well, sir, you're going to win in the intellectual battle. I mean, the great educational engagement you did 3 years ago, I would guess is going to be dwarfed. I'm a little worried about your safety. I think everybody should pray for you, also financially support you. I mean, obviously, I hope you're going to have some really good bodyguards because I believe you've got a chance to actually win, sir. And then you're going to have to publicly come out when they try to steal the nomination from you like they threatened Reagan with if he didn't put George Herbert Walker Bush on. Congressman Jesse Ventura was on here yesterday, former governor. Obviously, I'm sure you've heard his announcement that if you leave the Republican Party, he'd be happy to be your VP running mate. If you run for president, well, is it going to be as a Republican?
As of now, that's mainly what I've been thinking of. But I guess in life you should always keep all options open. But right now I'm still a Republican congressman, and we did it last time as a Republican. And, there's a lot of people who get mixed messages from that because Republicans don't always stand for liberty, as you know. I parties are somewhat irrelevant to me, whether I'm an independent, Republican, or Libertarian. I think there are vehicles for delivering a message. So right now I am working within the Republican Party.
Congressman, looking at the TSA, are there plans on congressional hearings? Multiple states are moving to try to bar the TSA, sticking their hands down people's pants, baking people in radiation, microwaves. What are you doing to try to reverse that?
Well, one thing is that I feed a lot of information to Jason Chaffetz, who's the chairman of that subcommittee, and he is hot on that issue. He's a very good congressman, and he is outraged over it, as we all should be. And I think if people have examples, the bad examples, that always helps. You know, visuals and pictures or anything, if they can either send it to him directly or to me, I think we can make use of that as a weapon, because there will be hearings on this.
All right. In closing, building up towards an announcement to run for president, my gut tells me you're going to do it, sir, because you understand it's just too important to get the word out. What can listeners and Liberty supporters do to start getting their engines warmed up to give you the maximum support out of the gates when and if you make this announcement?
Well, you know, in a couple of weeks, I think it's April 19th, I have another little book coming out. That might be a time for an explosion of interest. And the book does not make money from me. It goes into my foundation. So, but it's a message. It's a book talking about 50 issues dealing with, and it's called Liberty Defined. And coinciding that with an announcement could be interesting, even though those plans have not been made to do such. But it's something that people could be looking at.
Well, sir, thank you so much for spending time with us. Go to your vote, and God bless you, and Godspeed.
Thank you.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Oh, the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Here we go, the spring break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys!
If you want it, here it is, come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right, 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of fat burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's getthetea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
I won't back down.
You know, in my film, Fall of the Republic,
back down.
One of the many things we break down is that President Obama has brazenly violated Article 1, Section 9 of the U.S. Constitution by seating himself at the head of the U.N. Security Council, thus becoming the first U.S. president to chair the world body. And I remember we watched it live when it happened, when he took the month-long rotation on it. There at the UN, Kissinger was there in rapture, all these other globalists, they went on TV after and said this is a great day for the New World Order, a great day for globalism, that a president has now been in a dual capacity for a foreign quasi-government power. And they said 3 weeks ago, this is a great day with a UN resolution. Now 3 weeks and a day ago, and within 36 hours, Obama had taken UN orders and launched an attack without even consulting Congress. I mean, before it was a declaration of war, then it was the authorization of force, which is a token and unconstitutional, impeachable from my research. Now it's just, who needs a stinking Congress when you can have an emperor who takes orders from the UN itself? Now, Bruce Fine, if I go over his bio, it would take hours, but he's a lawyer specializing in constitutional international law, graduated from Harvard in 72. Bruce Fine served as Associate Deputy Attorney General from 81 to 82 as the General Counsel to the Federal Communications Commission under President Ronald Reagan. Fine was also top Justice Department official under Reagan administration. Fine has written numerous articles for the Washington Times, Slate, the New York Times. He's also worked for the American Enterprise Institute, Heritage Foundation, analyst, commentator, American Empire Before the Fall, published by Campaign for Liberty, June of last year. Other books, Constitutional Peril, The Life and Death Struggle of Our Constitutional Republic. Ron Paul, Constitution and Democracy. Ron Paul is among the most notable consistent proponents of Mr. Fine's political commentary. He is quoted on the cover of Constitutional Peril saying, Bruce Fine is one of the most important legal minds of our time. Constitutional Peril is a must-read for American lovers of liberty. So when he talks, we need to listen. And, of course, Politico and countless other publications have gone with his report. GOP lawyer drafts Obama impeachment, and he's been circulating it in the halls of Congress this week. Hope he's got his life insurance up. He has a lot of courage. Certainly there's a lot of reasons to impeach him, but a lot of Republican leadership is involved in the treacherous constitutional malfeasance as well. That's why they went after Clinton for a sexual escapade, because that was limited to just that event. They don't want to get into missile secrets to the Chinese or things like that, because Republicans were involved as well. Bruce is really going after him on this, and we'll talk about the reasons he's moving for impeachment as a top legal mind. And then I've got a few other questions about other areas that I see that are impeachable. But Mr. Fine, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Well, you've got the floor. Tell us about your impeachment move, what it breaks down, where folks can read the text of it, and where we go from here.
Well, they can read the text of it. It's printed now on Politico website and some other websites, but that's the easiest way to find it. It's got over 8,000 hits already in just about a day. But let me go back to the founding. You know, what we're going to do to honor the Republic. I'm speaking a little bit like James Otis and Sam Adams at the 1765 Stamp Act protest that said Americans were not going to reduce themselves to vassals to King George III, that we the people are sovereign, and that we're going to chart our own destiny. We're not going to have one individual or group of individuals tell us what's good for us, what's in the national interest, and flout the rule of law. And that's basically the precipice we're standing on today. It's not 1765 in the Stamp Act. It is Barack Obama stating that he can utilize our military offensively anytime he believes, in his viewpoint, it advances the national interest, whatever he thinks that is. In Libya, he says it's a humanitarian interest. All I can say is if that level of oppression justifies war unilaterally, we've got about 80 countries standing right behind Libya. Start thinking about Zimbabwe, China, Chechnya, Burma, you name it.
Mexico.
We'll be at war forever. And we'll be spending ourselves into further bankruptcy, which we can't afford. It'll mean secrecy. It'll mean suspending habeas corpus. We'll be put in detentions without trials, military commissions instead of civilian commissions. We'll have the greatest amount of invasion of privacy in the history of the United States. The Transportation Security Administration, they'll be looking up every single crevice we've got. The president's decree. Anyway, the fundamental rule of law is at stake here. And the reason is the founding fathers were as explicit as they were in any other provision of the Constitution in writing in the Declaration of War Clause, which is assigned exclusively to Congress. Over and over again, at the Constitutional Convention, the ratification debate, the Federalist Papers explaining the Constitution, only Congress can authorize offensive use of warfare. Because the entire history of mankind, the entire history of Europe, known to the founding fathers, was a history of executives running off and undertaking needless wars to aggrandize themselves.
Julius Caesar.
Politically. Julius, this is Caesar crossing the Rubicon and marching on Rome. That is exactly right. So we have as great a clarity in the meaning of the war clause as we do in freedom of speech, in the requirement that Congress tax and Congress spend. The president can't do that unilaterally. And yet, despite that clarity, the president has gone on and said, not only Libya, any other place that I think is of the national interest, I will use war. Moreover, it was quite alarming yesterday. His Office of Legal Counsel, the Department of Justice, issued a paper that purported to justify constitutionally what he had done. And the paper says that the president has power to go to war offensively, unilaterally, to, quote, support the United Nations Security Council's credibility and effectiveness. Right? Not the Constitution of the United Nations Security Council. Now, the Supreme Court has held for over 50 years a treaty. A treaty cannot supersede constitutional requirements and stipulations, like only war can be authorized by Congress. So it doesn't matter what the UN Security Council says. The president can't do anything with regard to war or regard to taxes or regard to spending unless Congress has authorized it. So we basically have, looming on the horizon, an emperor. Exactly as you said, unlimited power to whatever freedoms and liberties we enjoy, they are at the sufferance of the president. He can revoke them at any time he wishes. You know, go to the UN Security Council, get a resolution that says we have to suppress free speech in all countries of the world because it's dangerous to incumbents. Anything like that. Now, of course, these hypotheticals seem a little bit strained now because our political culture wouldn't tolerate that. But the president, nevertheless, will lie around like a loaded weapon. It's not going to go away in one day or 2 weeks or whatever. Maybe Obama might be so brazen in utilizing the absolute power this way, but what about a successor? What about our own Caligula rather than the Roman Caligula? They're going to come at some.
But they're already, sir, you're absolutely on target here as a top constitutional law scholar. They know what they're doing, but I saw that yesterday at whitehouse.gov reading that paper where they say the credibility of the UN, not the Constitution, not the law, not the war powers, the UN, but that's double-sided. This then is a direct assault on the power of Congress and hence the power of the American people and our system of checks and balances. So to making the UN credible, that then, if this precedent is allowed to be set through this new international model of governance, then practice, they believe, via the international common law will bring it in, setting the precedent that now the Congress is basically ceremonial.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust-mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you will. It's an adornment. It's ornamentation on the wall, but otherwise, the president doesn't think he can get it through Congress. Okay, just go to the UN Security Council, trade off his veto, where he bargains with China and Russia and all these other great countries.
That means China and Russia and others have more authority than our Congress.
And remember this, even in regards to Libya, Obama consulted more with the Arab League than he did with our U.S. Congress. Now, has the Arab League ever done, paid a single tax to the United States, ever done anything for us? And he consults with the Arab League. That shows you how zany and dangerous this is. It's the end of constitutional government as a matter of principle.
Unbelievable. Bruce, fine, I should ask you, is there a website that's the best place to read your writings and find out about your books?
Well, the Campaign for Liberty has a lot of them on there, but it's probably the easiest because I'm in the middle of building a new website now. So if you just Google Bruce Fine, F-E-I-N, all you get thousands of things, and that has a pretty good
point. All right. You've laid out the clear-cut, 100% case. They know under international administrative law they're just practicing this. Possession is 9/10 of the law. They are trampling the republic. I said this 3 weeks ago. This is Julius Caesar crossing the Rubicon. I use the exact same analogy because that's what's happening. We see the French under UN pouring into the Ivory Coast, backing rebels, slaughtering innocents with machetes. I mean, clearly the global empire is setting the precedent where they finance rebels who rebel. Then this global empire invades its vast supply Hessian mercs, as Obama has supplied us. What response are you getting in Congress as you walk the halls? Because Republicans might try to impeach him over health care or something, but a lot of these Republicans, they like war. The military-industrial complex loves to fill their coffers.
Well, I think there's a concern, and I would say it's more visceral than cerebral. About what the president has done, and you're right, but there are a fair number of freshmen who haven't quite got, you know, intellectually corrupted by those who have been in town so long that they see power in Congress or the executive branch always good because they can become lobbyists afterward and make huge sums, you know, helping their clients navigate their way through big government. But there's certainly a receptivity. There's a recognition. Yeah, it's wrong, but really, what should we do about it? And it's not all that different from Watergate, where I was around. That is, it took a while for the public's support and opposition to the idea if the president does it, it's automatically legal to push Congress to have Watergate hearings and ultimately the impeachment hearings leading to Nixon's resignation. And that's what's going to happen in this case. The members get it, but unless the populace writes in, emails, says, we've got to get rid of these guys, we need to have impeachment hearings, make them come up and explain on television before the entire public. Yeah, we can go to war to support the credibility of the UN Security Council, but not the United Nations, not the United States Constitution. Make them do that, but that's only going to come if the population, the voters, get aroused. We cannot expect honor to be prevailing in the Congress, you know, principled adherence to the Constitution. Fear is what will move them, and fear of not getting elected and being criticized by their voters, that's what will get them to move on.
Mr. Fine, constitutional lawyer circulating articles of impeachment in the U.S. Congress, hopefully getting some traction on this because this is the gauntlet being thrown down. Do you agree with me or with your legal gravitas? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Article 1, Section 9, dealing with a president swearing foreign oaths, serving foreign powers, foreign groups, clearly that is a big impeachable offense. If not, then he could go be, you know, vice president or premier, prime minister of Russia or Bangladesh, for that matter. And they were shaking with pleasure when Obama became the head of the Security Council on that one-month rotation. Never before had been done. Is that not an impeachable offense as well?
Well, it comes close because what you're pointing out is the worry that the Founding Fathers had about divided loyalty. You know, they had seen that problem chronic in European countries where people would be bribed and be serving two masters at the same time. And that's what that prohibition was about. You've got to be loyal only to the United States. You know, they had Benedict Arnold. You know, they had their traitors, and they had great loyalists like Nathan Hale as well. And it is very problematic. Anytime anyone who's serving in the United States government, especially the president, has any official tie to any institution that is somehow unanchored to the United States Constitution. And what you pointed out is there's only one oath that the president takes. It's to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, period. He has no loyalty to anything else. And that's right in Article 2. And then when he starts to assume offices or authorities that suggest that he's loyal to a treaty or to some other institution, the United Nations or anything else, that is a very, very, very serious problem.
And they know what they're doing. I mean, that was a test, a trial balloon. Now he has violated his oath brazenly, and I think you're right. This is the issue to go after him on, because it's so naked. Can you just briefly, when you get 5-10 minutes with a congressman spending days down there trying to educate them, or when you go to lunch with a group of congressmen and women, if you're talking, you know, to a congressman right now, and some of them do listen to this show, we've had them on as guests, and they've told us, if congressmen are listening right now, or if state legislatures are listening, they can put pressure. Citizens can put pressure on Congress people. If you had 2 minutes to address Congress right now, what would you say?
I would say your war power is every bit as much enshrined in the text of the Constitution exclusively as your power to tax and your power to spend. If you forfeit this power, you surrender it to the president, let him go to war at will, you're basically setting a precedent that enabled him to steal equally your power to tax and your power to spend. Moreover, the war power is perhaps most dangerous because it inescapably concentrates all power in the executive because of the national patriotism of the people, the secrecy, the taxes. You will bankrupt the entire country. And that is what the founding fathers worried more about than anything else. Indeed, they said the most important provision in the entire Constitution for enshrining a republic was the requirement that only Congress could change us from a state of peace to a state of war. You could not have freedom in a state of constant warfare. And this is no time for summer soldiers and sunshine patriots. In the United States, the law is king. The king is not law. And if we ever forget that, the republic will have surrendered to an empire and we will all be reduced to vassals.
Absolutely. Very well said. Total veritas. And why not just make George Washington a king? It was offered to him. Why not just have a king? I mean, why don't we now have, you know, King George the 25th right now? You know, his great, 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 you know, progeny. Why not, if we're going to have this? And you've got this coterie of bureaucrats and internationalists and UN people now running the presidency. If this goes through, it is certainly the major signpost that our republic has fallen to the New World Order.
That is absolutely correct. And it's part of it. You know, maybe you could have some platonic guardian, some great enlightened leader, you know, Hammurabi, who will do great good. But there was one precept upon which this republic was founded. There's a dignity and thrill that comes from charting your own destiny. We may make errors, but we struggle with it ourselves. We are reduced to dwarfs if we are giving responsibility for our own lives and destiny to somebody else. It's a collective endeavor, but we would rather be free and mature and accountable for our own conduct than being some kind of serf to some all-knowing, omniscient wise man. No, we don't want that. We don't want to be a slave. We don't want to be a master either.
Well, it's simple.
That's really the philosophy that is lost from this country. You know, we want and must decide for ourselves. You don't tell us, Mr. Obama, what's good for the nation. We are the nation. We will decide through our Congress whether we want to go to war. You don't tell us.
Okay, I think I'm in love right now. I got to have you back on a routine basis, because this guy is just, when you talk to somebody who's done the same research you have times 10, it is just so wonderful. Because, folks, the truth will set us free. When we are put in the position of slaves, we begin to take on the manner of slaves. We need the responsibility of running our republic, not a bunch of crooks at the UN. Stay there, sir. Let's come back and talk about how we get this impeachment against this tyrant.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this happens a lot. We tend to crash people's websites, even if they're on huge servers, but we're going to hopefully do that here today. We ain't got time to bleed.com is Jesse Ventura's new maiden website, full of inside scoop and his views on the world. I'm looking at the homepage right now on prisonplanet.tv. It's got dossier, appearances, declassified vault, outpost. He's got letters to the ruling class right up there on the front page. The new book that just officially came out today is already making its way to the top of Amazon and the top of the New York Times bestseller list. If you want to support InfoWars.com, we have the book discounted out of the gates, available at InfoWars.com. 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. And I've loved all his books, and I've read them all. From Don't Start the Revolution Without Me, to his latest book. But I got to tell you, this book is his most powerful, and it's a coffee table page turner. It's something to give somebody because it's all 63 documents that are public, that are declassified, that are admitted, but a lot of them nobody knows about. It's got the big ones like Northwoods and Paperclip, but it's got the others. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to walk through some of what Jesse thinks are the top 10 or so in the book, available at InfoWars.com or the website weaintgottimetobleed.com. And he's here for just a week doing a limited tour, and then he's back to Mexico. We're going to talk about, will he run with Ron Paul for president? What's his view on his suit against the TSA and mounting resistance to it? We've got a host of things. Is his TV show coming back? I've got the inside scoop here, but he'll give it to you live on air for everybody out there. But before we go there, Governor, again, just want to welcome you to the airwaves and glad you're back in the U.S.
Well, it's great to be back. It's only temporarily, and you know, but I need to get back to Mexico quick because I'm losing my suntan.
I want to just run through a grab bag of laundry list of things before we get into the really big issues. You were telling me during the break you didn't know about Libya for a week. You didn't know about the earthquake for a week. Tell us what it's like down in Mexico and then your view on Libya, your view on the earthquake and the ongoing radioactive fallout.
Well, what people need to understand, when I go to Mexico, I spend 4 months down there. I live an hour from pavement and an hour from electricity. My house is completely solar. And I don't watch TV, and I call it flushing my brain out. I go down there, and I live a life where I only pay attention to what's within eyesight of me. And it's kind of nice, you know, I'm 59 years old now, and it's kind of nice to do that every year because it kind of reinvigorates you. As you'll see, I'm reinvigorated right now, and when I permanently do come back to the U.S. in May, I'll be ready to roll even more. But I'm getting old now, so I got to take those breaks and go out on the water occasionally and enjoy the ocean and everything like it down there. And in fact, I'll tell you this, Alex, my wife and I were considering applying for Mexican citizenship.
Really?
Yeah, no, and that doesn't mean I'm giving up my U.S. citizenship. You can have dual citizenship. But it would make, since I go down there so often, it would make life a lot easier crossing the border both ways if you're a citizen of both countries.
Well, it's obviously a beautiful country. I've been all over it. But it is, in many cases, a failed state. I've read the area you're in is a lot safer than other areas. But are you ever concerned about the country completely collapsing into bedlam?
Well, happen. I don't know, but you know, maybe it needs somebody. If I become a citizen, Alex, that means I can run for office down there, doesn't it?
Oh, see, the governor of the Baja.
Or maybe president of Mexico.
Are you serious? I think they love you down there.
I say that tongue in cheek, you know. You got to remember, I'm still just a big old gringo to those people down there, and I'm sure they would elect someone who was probably born and raised there.
Well, expanding on that, you've been outspoken about this, and all the experts that look at it agree. If they decriminalize drugs, the destabilization of Mexico would end overnight, but they don't want to decriminalize them because it just came out in Bloomberg, $376 billion in drug money laundered by Wachovia and Wells Fargo.
Really? No kidding. Well, you know, if you tie it in to what happened in Afghanistan, when we went in, you know, when the Taliban went into Afghanistan, they shut down all the poppy growers and the drug lords over there, and, you know, all that money gets channeled right through, laundered right through the international banks, and maybe that played a major role in, the bank downturn and the bailout that we had to do here in the United States, because they weren't getting their illegal drug money, and of course, now that the U.S. is back in there, and our allies seem to be the drug dealers of Afghanistan, I guess the poppy business is up and running good again, and the banks are getting solvent again.
And your book does get into some of that as well, the 63 documents the government doesn't want you to read. Looking at the Libya situation, it turns out that Al-Qaeda, according to even the Washington Post, is the core of the rebels now being armed by the West, just like they armed them against the Serbs, just like the West armed them against the Russians.
Wait, Alex. If Al-Qaeda is on the side of the rebels in Libya, why are we fighting them in Afghanistan then?
Absolutely, Governor. What's your view?
I'm confused over that. I mean, that's ridiculous. I thought they were our enemy.
Well, it's like 1984. One day we're at war with them, the next day we aren't. But, yeah, we're fighting them in Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, and the rebel leader even admits that he sent Al-Qaeda to Iraq to, quote, kill U.S. soldiers. That was the headline last week. But now he's our gallant little ally. What do you think's happening in Libya? Maybe the trillions in oil?
Oh, absolutely. It's got to do with oil. You know, if you look at what we enter into, and I made this statement too, I said, unfortunately, young men and women that join our military today, they're not really defending us. What they are, they're the strong arm for big multinational
Well, that's four wars now, and on the Ivory Coast, the rebels admittedly have killed 1,000 innocent people, so the French have now invaded on the west coast of Africa to back up the rebels overthrowing the government. This looks like the start of an invasion of the African continent to me.
I don't know. You know, they're obviously, you know, they know things that they're certainly not letting us know, and I suppose we'll have to go on another document search to try to figure out what exactly they are doing. You know what I found unbelievable doing this book, Alex? Do you know how many documents the United States government last year classified top secret?
I know it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands.
Try 16 million.
Whoa.
I mean, that's got to be every document the government puts out. 16 million documents were classified top secret.
Well, you notice that Obama promised to have the most transparent government ever, and now he's had more secret meetings at the White House, classified more stuff than even Bush.
I'll tell you what else he's doing that is actually worse than Bush, too. He's being harsher on whistleblowers than Bush was. Eric Holder is way more harsh on whistleblowers than even the Bush administration was.
And they're continuing the torture, the secret arrest. He just reauthorized the Patriot Act.
That is unbelievable. I mean, we cover that in the intro of my book. This thing violates our Constitution in a half a dozen places. And yet, why does our country, and where's our Supreme Court here? You know, our country was set up, the forefathers, so that a president and a Congress cannot simply pass a law and have it supersede the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. You've got to go through hoops. You've got to change the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, and that itself requires ratification by two-thirds of the states. None of this is being done. They're violating our Constitution so bad, they ought to go to jail.
Well, I agree with you. In fact, we saw Obama not even consult Congress 3 weeks ago when they got the United Nations resolution for the bombardment, the so-called no-fly zone. And we know U.S. and British special forces have been in there the whole time. Since when does the president not even consult Congress? Before, at least Bush would get some type of authorization of force.
Well, you know, but even that they do after the fact. You know, they passed that law way back in the 70s, and they're violating the hell out of it. Well, I'll tell you what, Alex, when I'm in Mexico, I don't even call us the United States of America anymore. Do you know what I refer to us as? The fascist states of America. Everybody in this country thinks we're going socialist. No, we're not. We're fascist. Because the basic definition of fascism is when corporations and organized religion team up to control the government.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.